This show brought to you by Dr. Brian Foley.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Dr. Brian Foley, your alternative doctor. And we've been talking about cells and especially fat cells. And we know that fat cells, the visceral cells, are the most deadly one inside the body. Then we talked about how to live past age 90, trying to shoot to 100. We know these bodies were designed to live to be 128 years old. At least it says so by research, and it says so in the Bible, 128 years old. And again, I'm not telling everybody they need to live to be 128 years old. The average man now is living to be 76 years old. I'm saying there's a lot more body in there, or a lot more life left in that body if we just took a little better care of it and did some things. And here's the summary of the five things they found with people that live past 90. They don't smoke. They keep a healthy weight. That would be your BMI between 18 and 25. Avoid high blood pressure. If you have high blood pressure, let's get rid of it. Come to my office. You can't walk around with high blood pressure. Some people say, yeah. They come into my office, they're on high blood pressure medicine, and they want to get rid of aches and pains or a headache, which is fine, but they don't say anything about the high blood pressure. They think it's under control by taking medicine. It's not. It's being managed. It's a problem. Why did it go high? Exercise on a regular basis. We're talking three times a week. That could be anything from going from a 20 to 30 minute walk three times a week to doing the interval training, which is 10 minutes three times a week. And then avoid diabetes. Now, the way you're going to avoid diabetes is you're going to have to look at your diet. You're going to have to start cutting things out. The main thing and the place to start is the grains. We always like to replace the grains with what we call the ancient grains, the ones that are actually healthy for you. And that would be things like buckwheat, quinoa, millet. You could do brown rice, wild rice, those things there. Would be much healthier than wheat, rye, barley, oats, those kind of things that everybody's eating, right? All right. And if you did exercise, one more word on exercise. I can't believe this. Regular exercise routine may reduce your risk of death by 20 to 30%. So it gets you living longer when you exercise. Now, I am having a workshop. I got actually two of them coming up. The one's on Saturday, this coming Saturday, March the 17th. It's going to be a morning workshop at 10 a.m. We'd love to have you at the workshop. I love telling people how to get healthy, stay healthy, and do it naturally. We're going to get down to the exact cause of why you cannot stay healthy. And we'll do that at the workshop. But we'll be talking about how things affect your thyroid, how they affect your liver, how they affect your adrenal glands, which are your stress glands, how they affect ovaries in women. Again, the best type of exercise to do to lose weight, why you can't lose weight. That's this coming Saturday, March 17th. How to get healthy, stay healthy, and do it naturally. We'll start at 10 a.m. This week, we have one coming up, not this coming Tuesday, the following Tuesday, March the 20th. We have an evening workshop, and that's going to be at 6:30 p.m. These workshops last about an hour and 20 minutes, and you're just going to get tons of information. The whole idea is to shift your viewpoint on health and how to get healthy and do it naturally. The Tuesday evening one is March the 20th. We're going to start at 6:30 p.m. You can come to the Saturday one, March the 17th at 10 p.m. or 10 a.m., I should say. Don't show up at 10 p.m. I won't be there. But 10 a.m., I'll be there and I'll be giving the workshop. So you can show up at either one. If you want to go to my website, youralternativedoctor.com, youralternativedoctor.com, and doctor spelt out. You get onto the homepage down on the right-hand side. You'll see register for Natural Healthcare Solutions Workshop. You just click whichever date you like, and you fill out the registration form. If you want to call, you can certainly call. Now, there's nobody at the other end is going to answer this, but you can leave your, it's a voicemail, so you can leave your name, your number, and the number of people that you're going to bring, one of my staff will give you a call back on Tuesday, and that number is 615-333-0056. That's 615-333-0056. 1-800-656. So we got that workshop coming up this Saturday, March the 17th, and we got an evening one coming up March the 20th. That's not this coming Tuesday. It's the following Tuesday, and that's going to be the evening workshop, and it's we don't have evening workshops too often, and that's going to be at 6:30 p.m., but you're welcome to come to either one of those. Find out how to get healthy, stay healthy, do it naturally. After the workshop, if you're interested in signing up for the evaluation to find out if this approach would actually help you, we always give our attendees a discount. It takes about 2 hours to do a full functional evaluation. We split that up into two parts. It's normally $348 if you just came straight in without coming to the workshop. But as a thank you for coming to the workshop and listening to me and actually learning something, we get people that take notes all the time. I've had people come three or four times, and they said, well, you never said that at the last workshop. And they might be right. But we customize these workshops to the people that come there. But if you wanted to sign up for the evaluation, it's $145 at the workshop. That is a deal. That's less than half price. The $145 is there to reserve your time. If I'm going to put 2 hours in my appointment book, guess what? I want you to show up. We got to get you healthy. I know life crashes in on people and different things happen, but my main focus is to get you well, get you happy, health-wise, and keep you there. All right, so those are the workshops. One coming up this Saturday, March the 7th at 10 a.m., and another one on March the 20th, which is a Tuesday, and that's going to be at 6:30 p.m. Okay, so let's see what we got here. Most of our things that we were talking about, the five behaviors, we've talked about that on how to get healthy, stay healthy, and how to live a longer life. We can also eat good foods. You want to eat lots of healthy diet. Now, again, this is something that we do at my office. Everyone that comes in, we have them fill out a food diary at the beginning here. I got to find out what they're eating. I got to get a baseline, and then we clean it up. We do not have a diet at my office. I don't put you on a diet. There is no such thing as a diet other than what you're eating and what you like to eat. Now, there are certain foods we want you to stay away from, certain foods we want you to eat. But we want you to eat, and this is another common factor that people that lived past 90 were doing. They eat healthy diets, lots of antioxidants taken in high quantities. And what's an antioxidant? Well, that would be your fruits, your vegetables, your nuts, whole foods. There you go again, whole foods. And if you can't get the whole food, if you can't get true food, and most of that should be organic, about 80% of that should be organic. I know it's expensive, but it's more expensive to stay in the hospital for several days or several weeks or several months. It's more expensive not to have your health than it is to spend pennies on trying to prevent you from being sick. Supplements, in my office, we use whole food supplements. So you can get plenty of antioxidants, in the foods that, or the supplements that I have. Another thing that they had in common again is that they exercised on a regular basis. And these are things that you just have to, kind of work into your, routine. Now, also they found ways to relax and relieve stress. Here's some things that they did. The people that lived over 90, they spend time with their family and friends that make them feel good. It's also important they did some stretching and yoga, not yogurt. You can eat yogurt, I guess, if you want. Just eat regular yogurt. If they put fruit in it, they're adding sugar. All right, well, we're going to wrap this up here. And I hear that music coming. That means that we got another one in the books here. If you do want to hear these shows, they're actually on my website. You can hear some of the older shows and talk about the other different subjects on this. If not, that's the end of the show, folks. I'll see you at the workshop.